Podcast on the internet that gives you that
three best
things in life. I feel like a nerd with two headphones on. I had to move that. All right, three best things in life, and that's
I'd pick the sound effects.
You see that magical hand that came in here? Thank him. That's God. All right.
Father,
thank you. All right. Lead Threads Podcast. And as y'all saw, we got some mugs on the face. Mind you, mugs. I did not send the intro message to.
These were guests that were sent from the heavens above.
By God. He just brought them with him. He just, you know. So we're going to head and start on this side. Then we're going to start on this side. You go ahead and give your intro. Who you are. Look at him getting to the character. Mm-hmm. getting your intro, who you are. Save the good juicy stuff for shameless plugs, though. Okay?
Okay.
I have to remember keep looking over here at this cranberry juice. In my head, I think cranberry juice. That's what you call me. In my head, it'll be called cranberry juice.
I love cranberry juice, so that's cool. Yeah.
That's what she said. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that applies.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so my name is Clearjaw. I'm an alternative artist based out of South Jersey.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about like 7-8 years now.
Nice. Yeah.
But like I would say alternative, like really tapping into like what I want to do, it's been like 3 years. Before that was just like finding myself and
figuring out your sound.
Yeah, figuring out the sound and like just the learning curve, I really feel like was that last couple of years. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Between the both of y'all, he chewing in the mic, you slurping.
Oh, wait.
With love. Do it. No, don't do it. Yeah, that's the point. Whatchamacallit? I had another question, but my slurp took the whole freaking thing. Anything else you want to add? Any projects you just dropped recently or anything?
My last project was called Cheap Escape from Reality. Nice. That I dropped that John in like October, so it was like Halloween vibes.
It's my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dang, look at that.
Look at it.
What day?
Halloween.
Oh, it was Halloween. Okay, yeah, okay. All right.
I thought she was lying too. When
everybody
I
thinks
met her.
I'm lying, and I'm like, I'm no, like, I was actually born on Halloween. Sure. I was actually born on Halloween.
One of those girls in elementary school, they'd be a hater. Like, yeah. You lying?
Like,
little
you're not kids born be on like, Halloween.
Right?
They'd
be like,
now.
That's your real birthday? Like, no shit.
When people be like, oh, my the girls that said my birthday's the 4th of July, I used to be like, Bitch, you lying.
Like, no, you're
your
name,
your birthday cap. Is not Independence Day, bitch. No one is celebrating their freedom for you, ho. Sit down.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. A 10-year-old was a fifth grader. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm Kent.
What's up?
I'm Sean. I go by fucking Sean. That's how a lot of people know me. Mm. But I do make music as that weird kid as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you play a clarinet, like an instrument in band at all?
What?
Did you ever play an instrument in band?
Yeah, actually, when I was mad young, I played the trombone. I was probably in fourth grade, and I couldn't even reach all the notes. And, like, my teacher was really mean for being a fourth grade teacher, so.
They all are. They're fucking haters, because they see the potential they never could have in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else you been doing, though? What you been doing these past COVID years?
Honestly, just trying to, like, you know, the internet age is kind of crazy, and everybody's kind of, like, panicking more and more ever since that shit. So, I don't know. Seriously? I'm just trying to stay grounded and enjoy myself and just
day by day.
Get better at the things I like getting better at, you know?
Talk about it. That's a word.
Oof.
That's a word.
Not dropping subtle bars.
Subtle bars?
You know what the Taylor Port said.
You see? That's what it is.
It's what that
our lovely guest brought Taylor Port. We get more into that. Oh my God. And what's the sauce? But I refused to drink it because I was like, I didn't eat enough to be drinking Taylor Port. Like, we're not doing that today.
I live on the edge.
She was like, yeah, take a little. She took half a cup. I'm proud of her. But no.
You see me looking at it at the side eye, though. But no, I got it's because I'm mixing. I'm going to just stick with the Mangorita in this for now. We'll probably see the Mangorita when we hit Lady Threads because it's some
Total TP calls for you.
Yeah, don't say that, because the way my bladder works. Anyway, that was all you had to say, Sean? My bad.
I'm chilling. Yeah, that was good.
Sean, do you have any, like, projects?
Oh, yeah. I did just drop a project. Oh, is everything okay?
You said drop and it dropped. Dude. I caught it, though.
See, we was doing a dance break real quick for y'all. Y'all ain't even beat.
I appreciate the dance.
Please cut that out. That was very embarrassing.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just dropped a project called Where Ends Meet. And I'm just working on a really cool one, so I'm just, you know, tap in if you like alternative electronic shit. You know, that's it.
That's dope.
Yeah. I still don't hear myself. Did I knock it out?
I really enjoyed the whole, like, acapella thing earlier. That was kind of nice. Like,
right? That was definitely a moment.
Yeah.
I feel like that was definitely a moment.
Can you hear yourself? Can you hear anything?
No.
Test.
Pause. No, we're only 7 minutes in and it's been nothing but mayhem. When I tell you the devil will be trying.
That's the day, though.
Devil
that's
always the tests.
But God, anyway.
God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better hit that vibrato.
It was good, though.
What's the strange segment?
Okay.
The What's the Strange segment, as y'all all know, it is the part of the show where we talk about what we're sipping on, which is what's the sauce. Sorry, I got to say that. And then what's the strain? What you was smoking on that made you do, like, ethereal? Me? As usual, I was smoking on some shit from the plug. I guess I'll start with me, because I always do. I smoked some shit from the plug. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I dare say Mochi Gelato.
Ooh, she's cute. She's cute. We love a gelato.
Yeah, she's cute. She was giving. She gives when I need to do get shit done.
Yeah. Gelato's like, I need to be productive, but I also want to be smacked when I'm
trying
productive.
To be couch smacked. But with the laptop in my lap, you know?
Yeah.
So there was that. But then I'll go around the room and see if anybody smoked. Anybody else smoked?
Wait, before I start that, are you like a fan of indica or sativa?
Oh, indica, baby.
Oh, really?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Lisha has to be in oblivion. Yeah.
See,
I don't want to see nothing.
Really?
I love my sativa.
Now, these days, I'm getting into a hybrid.
The indica just makes you like fall asleep while making the music. I'll listen to it looping over and over again.
That's
just like
the point. It's about the trance.
So I like to smoke indica, but now, like, if I'll smoke it, I'll do maybe like, I'll smoke until I get the buzz. And then I'm like, all right, let me sit it. Let it sit for a little bit.
Right.
So that it doesn't knock me out.
During the day, I think when I have work,
it's like sipping on a TP. You're not about to finish the whole bottle because you're going to be laid out on the couch.
Exactly.
So you finish the bottle by yourself in a night? You're going to the hospital.
Not this bottle, not this
pumped.
One.
Not that bottle, but.
Oh, little smaller John, like the smaller ones like this?
Yeah, that's a facial.
Is it?
I'll give you that.
It could be.
I'm not. Lucia faces these.
That's a facial.
Yeah, it's a facial. Yeah.
Can we not use that term?
That's weird. Is it that the title of the episode?
Crazy, right?
That's a facial?
That's official.
It's too late. It's been said official.
We just gonna keep saying it. I'm with it.
I'm putting it.
I'd be like that.
Are you taking notes for me? Like the time?
Duh. I text you.
I just want them to know that you do that. What's the sauce segment? As always, Gallo family, please sponsor me. I'm getting sick of begging. Okay. pink Moscato. It's on my fingers. I didn't do that to be sexual. And then we have the Mango Rita. Arita, as always, because Kalisha usually has more heads on here, and it's like, damn, where the wine go after a while?
Word.
And then my cup, Ghetto Cups. Don't comment about the Boom Gang cups. I just feel like
leave that to your mother. There was a little miscommunication with the cups.
Leave that to your mother, okay? Take that energy to her. And then you guys can tell us what you guys brought.
I mean, you already heard we got the Taylor Port over here.
Why?
You know, good value, good flavor, blackberry and black cherry.
We learned that today with spices of chocolate.
With cocoa.
And velvety finish.
Well, how much you pay for that bottle?
How much was it?
Is that, that's a $10 bottle.
It was like,
it's cheap as
hell.
It
was like $15.
Yeah.
Not too crazy.
Not they.
It's the big bottle.
I'm hungry. That's crazy. I'm like, I smell salmon. I didn't even know where it was coming from, guy. Y'all gonna be like, why was Leisha so distracted? I was literally darting around the room like.
Nah, it smells great in here.
I'm hungry. All right, look. You know what's next. Go ahead and eat. I'm not looking at y'all too much. All right. I just was trying to figure out what the smell was coming from. Lydia Thread.
Oh, we can't forget to introduce, to also include our Stella, too.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I didn't see her. Mm-hmm. How long you been drinking with her?
Since we got in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think like right
now. Do you usually take one of those to the face? How do you end the night? Tell me. No, actually.
He might have to share some with me. He offered already. I turned it down.
You can always
TP,
you know,
though.
Always
it's always good to have
a friend. That's because you sip the TP first. Now you want some Stella. The TP start talking to you.
Yeah.
You
TP's whispering right now. Mm-hmm.
That's why I started drinking this guy. It's sugar. Is that mostly sugar? Does it taste like sweet?
No, because this is the thing. Because I feel like
Stella's good.
Stella's like I would say it's like middle tier. It's not the regular beer, but it's like a little bit higher, and it's like it got a little bit more quality to it. But it's not like the best beer. But it's like
it's something.
I feel like
it's not piss water.
I feel like Stella kind of tastes like a watered down Heineken.
I like that.
Because really?
Heineken's
great too.
I like Stella too. I'm a beer.
You guys
girl.
Did not grow
like,
up in Caribbean
Stella.
Families.
Stella's
yeah,
great.
I'm
yeah.
a beer
Stella's
girl.
Fire.
If you guys pulled up to the cookout with anything but a Corona or a Modelo,
like
you would get
I like
kicked
Modelos
out.
Too.
See, I liked Coronas, but now Corona's just like
no, it's Modelo.
I might as well grab
now.
A case Modelo. Out of a you know case of water. Like it's nothing.
Yeah, no, I gotta keep a water on me though.
So I feel like if I like at a bar, I'll normally get like a Stella or like a Modelo.
See, Modelos are good too, and I hate to say this because I have so many friends that love Modelo, but like Modelo does nothing to me. It's just like drinking water. Like
kind of is.
I
it's
have
just
to
refreshing.
That's what I'm saying. It's refreshing.
Refreshing. It's refreshing.
It's not meant to be.
But if you have enough, it's
well,
it's,
Corona with a lime will you get you enough. Fucked every time.
I like that.
Hello, get the lime. Enough. Y'all take that with you. Corona with a lime will get you fucked every time.
It's normally the tequila shot I take on the side that helps me get a little.
Tell your baby father about the condom up when you do it. All right, guys.
Is he already your baby father?
Okay. Liddy Threads. Then Tag's going to have it come down. Like, do it. Do it, Tag. Do it, Tag. If it pops up. I just want you guys to take out the visuals. It's really great. Tag does his damn thing, guys. You guys don't want to look at the visuals. Like, the shit be cool. All right. This is where we introduce the topics of the week, where our poor friends on Al Gore's internet are out here slaving away, trying to get your thought pieces, trying to get your written notices to them. And this is where we come in. We go ahead and we tell you about them. We give you our opinion and we go around in a circle. Velvet goes last because she thinks she owns the shit. And
really
then,
don't. I don't want to. Too much stress.
This week, I had to put a lot of people on the back burner because when I tell you, like, the last 2 weeks have been mayhem. I don't know about y'all not looking at the news. The shade room has been going off. Like, it's been like 300 posts since the last 2 weeks.
Literally,
I don't.
It's like every 2 hours, it's a new scandal.
No, there's a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people crashing out on my timeline right now.
I don't know what's going on. Is it a retrograde of some sort?
No,
no,
it
one
is.
Knows.
It is. No. The retrograde starts on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So we're in the shadow period right now. So Mercury's about to go on haterade, is what I like to call it, because why is hating so hard? Like, what did I do to you, Mercury?
Is that the first thread?
What did I do to you?
It's haterade season.
It is.
Because the way that the life has been moving in the last 2 weeks, it's like, bitch, where's Ashton? this is a prank.
It's gotta be. I'm getting punked. Like, I'm getting punked.
Ain't no way this shit happened. Like, literally today, guys. Just fast forward real quick. Traffic. Always. Jersey City. Hello. Traffic. Never. Let me not say that, because then it'll fuck around. I'll always have it. I usually don't.
This ain't
wood. I was just about to say
this. Don't say that. Why you tell them it wasn't you know wood? They don't know what's under this.
It's not even them. It's the you knocking. About
but they heard the shit. They heard the density. They heard that
you
density
was gonna come out your mouth.
You right. That's not wood. Mm-hmm. But
it's the intention that counts.
It's the he got me. She's such a hater. She's talking about hatery season, and she don't want me in the biggest one in the room. That's crazy.
Hot calling kettle.
I can't stand you. Anyway, yeah, traffic out the wazoo. Commuter paw for whatever reason.
Always, always.
I'm just the first time. Yeah. My Uber usually gets here 20 minutes flat. We be in the back, like zooming with my AirPods. Three songs flat. Come in here. I'm like, why am I saying? I feel myself sitting stolid. You ever been in an Uber and you feel yourself just sitting somewhere? You're like,
damn, I've been here for a minute.
We've been sitting at this light. Is this a light? No, I've been behind like 12 cars on a side street for the past 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. There's mad construction in Jersey City. There's been mad construction in Jersey City for weeks now. Like, though, it's
the
ridiculous.
The devil is in hater raid season. I bet you aligned right on up, didn't it?
Capital H.
Not the capital.
It's a big one.
But y'all know me. I be saying the devil be deviling, but I go harder. So I'm not going to dwell too much on the hater raid and the negativity. We'll go right into lessons. Oh, no. Lord, I did it again. Didn't
manifestation. I? Good no. Think, good thoughts, and attract good things.
Talk about it. You better manifest.
I love that.
Look at you.
If you're watching this, please, please, please manifest. It is real. You just have to act like it's going to happen. It's not like you're going to think and like write it down anywhere. And it's like, I know it may sound corny because it's just like, oh, manifestation. But like, yo,
we talk about reincarnation on here. We don't
please,
think that's corny.
Please. Manifestation is important.
Yeah. Yo, I found a blunt the other day. After
y'all, tell me how. I could have been dead this morning.
You got to explain.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Last night, I turned on the gas stove to reheat my tea. This is probably around 10 p.m.
This is a threat. Go ahead. Because I was like, why are you lying? Go ahead. Well, you way too dramatic for that shit to actually happen for you, so you would have been told this.
I just snatched the mic out the jacket, had me shook.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead.
I'm mad. She always called me out. Damn. Yeah. Well, I forgot about it. Damn. See what happens when God, the devil. Okay. This is probably around 10 p.m. Well, I forgot about it and went to sleep, right? So at 1 p.m., I hear banging on my door upstairs, like super loud. Police obnoxious shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in my bedroom, in the room, which means I'm furthest from the kitchen. So I'm like, what the hell? The bang continues for like 10 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. Before I get up. Okay, look, the way me and this brim been going all night, this is what y'all gonna deal with for the rest of the episode. The bang continues for like 10 minutes. Don't take me seriously, damn. It's like they're not gonna take me seriously, are they, with that? Before I get up to... Like that. That's how they were knocking. Like that. Police-ass shit. The bang continues for like 10 minutes before I get up to adjust the temp in my apartment. When I walk out my room, I can see smoke everywhere. And the smell is insane. I walk in on the kitchen, and I see that the stove is still on, and that goddamn pot is completely burned, and the plastic shark plate I put on top just to give it a little stain melted into the pot. Like, literally, the plastic was being boiled at the bottom.
Oh, shoot.
The smell of burning plastic was sickening. I just opened my windows, opened my back door, and went back to my room. I am fully convinced that if that had stayed on, I would either be gas poisoned or a fire would have really started. The fact I would have been slept, well, you heard me? The fact that I would have been slept for 6 more hours. So shout out to my neighbors for being batshit fucking crazy. Arguing and being ridiculously loud in the middle of the night because I really don't know what would have happened if I hadn't woke up when I did. The fact that in my room I couldn't smell or see any smoke, but the front of the house was so thick is what is fucking scary. I'd be knocked out when I'm asleep, so I would not have known. And I don't know what it would have been like to wake up that morning. And then she shows us a picture of the fucking pot with the melted sharp plate. To me, too many comments that I already have to say, but we're gonna let her get her last little piece.
Damn.
Of introduction out. Why the fuck this got 10 likes?
No.
10K likes. That was the end of it.
Capital K.
Literally. So, one, I'm gonna let you know, Lissa, why you got 10K likes on this random thread you pulled together in the middle of the night. It looks like, what time was it? Oh no, it was early in the morning, 7:53.
The damn, neighbors bitch. Were up early. They just saved her ass.
That's what she was saying because they were fighting. But that's when she heard the banging. It wasn't cops. It was them upstairs arguing. Mm. But because she heard that, she woke up. Mind you, do you sleep that deep that you literally are sleeping through the smoke filling your apartment?
Well, she just said she didn't smell it.
She didn't smell it. But
bedroom door could have been closed.
No, because I sleep on my room door closed, and essentially they say that it'll save you in that situation, and that's what did. Because if her door would have been open, she would have been fucked. Yeah, we wouldn't be reading that.
That whole place was melted, bro.
It was melted into the pot.
She said the smell was crazy.
But you also don't know if she has, like, I have a smoker thing underneath my door, so my smoke doesn't go out when I smoke in my room. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that just stays under my door all the time. So to the point where, like, I don't really, if you speak outside my door, it's muffled.
Okay.
So, like, you don't know.
Carbon monoxide is a bitch, though.
Yeah.
She almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning. That quick.
It all happens for a reason. Natural selection.
Yeah, I guess she got lucky with that divine will shit, bro. Her neighbors just acted up.
Somebody got in the way of her destiny. So I think they might be cursed.
You think she was meant to die?
Like, no, let me stop.
That's some final destination shit,
I put the cup down, like. I know Tag was zooming on that, like.
What?
That man said she was meant to die.
Maybe she was, but she got something happened in the timeline, bro.
It wasn't time, I guess.
It wasn't her time for final destination.
Clearly.
But you want to know something funny? The reason I brought this even to the threads, I did this before.
I mean, I left the stove on before for a little too long.
I think we've all done that before, for sure.
No, I boiled the pot up, woke up.
No, you sure you haven't?
I live in the studio.
You promise.
I promise. I haven't done that.
Okay. Oh, you haven't?
No.
Listen.
I know someone.
I got high. The crossfade was amazing. Drunk, you know me. Pile to the face every night. Anyway, I did that. I woke up, but this is when I first started doing this last year. Like, when I first started drinking heavy, maybe around last year. And that was a bottle of night starting then. Literally, I woke up, it was like 2:00 in the morning. Snowball was knocked out next to me in the bed. Like, mind you guys know we sleep together. But yeah. Right. Knocked out. And I just remember all of a sudden he jolted up. And I just felt him behind, mind you, so close. I felt him hop up. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And all of a sudden, mind you, my smoking detector is covered, but I smelled, as soon as I realized he jumped up, I smelled, like she said, a weird burning smell. Mind you, metal when it burns smells crazy. It doesn't smell like plastic. That's what, like, she said plastic. It was the plastic in that metal burning, because the water will continuously dry up, but the fact that the heat is on those concentrated parts, that's what's actually burning is the metal, not the metal or whatever the plastic she had in there. It was the metal. So once I realized that, I hopped up, smoke all over the top. Mind you, I'm like, did I leave like the blunt going? No, I forgot. I put ramen noodles. Chilled out. She was boiling, baby. She was taking it, honey. That's what he can't be saying, right? She was taking it. She was enjoying herself in that ramen. The ramen was gone. It was dust. It was absolute dust. It was just complete darkness in the bottom of that pan. And it was nothing but smoke covering my entire apartment. Mind you, a studio. So you just think about that. In like 300, 400 square feet, I could have died of carbon monoxide. If Snowball hadn't... One of these, one of the Undertaker drawings when he used to come back from the WWE. Like, Snowball, what you see? That was the only time he's ever saved me. Remember that, guys. The only time. But I've had that. That's the only reason I brought that. I'm like, that happened. You can get the good crossfade and forget you had your pot of noodles on. Or forget you was heating up some rice.
That's not something you've done?
Now be careful, man.
Why she looks so, you see how she say it?
It's not something, and I say it's not something that I've done because I feel like overly, like, I don't do that leave the spoon on the stove when you're cooking type shit. I don't do that leave the, you asked me.
She takes her food safety and kitchen safety seriously.
I don't play with that shit, yeah. I've also had people passing fires, so that's why I don't do stuff like that.
Shit.
We don't do those things.
So the one time I actually get threads with no videos, right, Velvet asks, like, she can give a damn less, right?
That's fine.
That's fine. I said, the one time I get threads with no videos, Bubba gonna act like she give a damn less about the threat. All that work I'm I put so into confused. That narrating.
I was answering. If she wanna fight me, she could just tell me outside. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So confused.
Yeah.
Boxing match? Damn.
All right, y'all ready? Lessons from Leash 2. I thought these were good threads. I was just upset because they probably didn't give me the response that I wanted. Because
I ain't said nothing on fire you met. Make it make sense. Go ahead.
How much for an 8-ball? Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody come get their mans.
With, oh, this shit. I saw this.
You
this,
saw
this,
it?
This is good.
With the cry emojis. And then tag, put those around me. How much for an 8-ball? And just a little background. This is a text thread conversation between a person and a person. Clearly, as the time goes on, you will see it's a plug and a customer. The exchange, a little testy. How much for an 8-ball? Customer. Plug. You picking up? Shoot an offer.
What? Where can I get that plug at? What the fuck?
Not thank the you. So wait for that. Wait.
I need an eighth.
Right. Wait for that. Yeah, I can pick up in the downtown area. 150 for the 8? Yo. This ain't cheap shit. Skull emoji. And then, mind you, he left him on red after that, but then came back a minute later and was like, it's cheap for its quality. Usually 200 per gram, but this type of quality. 8-ball is 3.5 grams. I'm pricing my grams 80 to 100. Assuming it's 80. Again, nigga, how much is it? Or if you picking up, 80 times 3.5 is 280. He said, mind you, the customer responds back to the first original message of, yo, this ain't cheap shit. LMAO, you asked, which he did. He asked me what I want to pay for it. All right, how about 90 for a G? Plug. True. Customer, I can pick up, plug, for 1 G?
I'm coming to get it. Yeah.
He answered back, yeah. Because at this point, what we up to, bro? I don't care. I'm about to be out here like, what's that nigga named Kitronata? All right. Yeah, that's cool. Nah, I'm joking myself. If you rob me, I'm going to kill myself. Plug. It's still plug. I'm serious. I already got robbed for the other half. Oh, I had. Not funny. He knew I was young and stuck a gun to my head. This shit was not funny. The customer sends back the crying emojis because what the fuck? Mind you, all these I'm gonna have the images already. Tag's gonna have these up there for you guys.
Well, my initial would have been like, what?
We're not done. Mm-hmm. It gets crazier. I won't rob you, gang. I'm a nice suburban dude, is what he responds as. And then he goes, he a fucking weirdo, I guess, responding about the original robber. Hopefully, bro.
Yo, he's like, I hope you don't rob me, bro.
I fucking hate selling drugs.
And oh, no, I got robbed last time. I just hope you don't do it to me again, bro.
As soon as he said, you better not rob me. I hope you don't rob me. I was like, this nigga got robbed. Like, that was the first
thing. But he said, and then he said, I got robbed last time. Me,
I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself. Somebody go check on the plug, please.
Bro, I think I saw it on Twitter. The top reply was like, I'd rob him on principle.
Yeah, like that's what somebody said. Cause like you acting like a bitch. You didn't even get to the sale yet, and you already telling me that you were an easy mark.
It was like in the beginning, what you want for it? What you got? I told you what I got, and now you mad at what I got? You asked me what I had.
That's what he said. Like, bro, you asked. Like he literally asked. True.
That's why they robbed your ass. Like, you can't decide how much you want to charge for the shit. Like, real what?
Baby, know when your lane is your lane. And your lane is not selling drugs. And if you feel like you're anxious enough that you're going to be sitting there constantly asking your customers if they're going to rob you, and we didn't even get to the sale yet, don't sell cocaine. Go back to weed, baby. You're not used to this lifestyle. That's high stakes for you, clearly. Because he said, for a G, you going to come pick up? He not going to rob you over a gram of coke, baby. Yeah. But again, some people just don't know.
And then why offer the pickup if you're scared?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think you're in this to win this.
In the last picture, I think his last message was like, I hate selling
drugs.
Yeah,
he was like, I fucking hate selling drugs, man.
I'm trying to give you my money.
Don't sell drugs then.
Like, I didn't text you asking for the sob story.
How much for a G?
The plug trauma dumping, bro.
That's what somebody else said. Somebody was like, "You're here trauma dumping on me, and I'm your customer."
It's giving. He texts back. He texts all his homies to be like, "Bro, I got robbed," and they was like, "Dub." So the first person to hit him be like, "Man, I'm tired. I got robbed. I'm motherfucking tired."
He came. He had nobody to vent to, so he had to vent to the plus the customer.
Please don't rob me.
Please don't rob me. The last time they did it, bro.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
And he looking at the phone the whole time. Me? I'd be looking at the phone like, nah, this is a setup. This is a setup. It'll be a setup to me. It'll be a setup.
Should I do you out here scaring the hoes?
All right, so we're going to Reddit.
Scaring the hoes. That's crazy. It's a lot of y'all out there that be doing that shit.
And y'all don't. Oh, let's do that one first. Weird. We'll do that one first then. We'll do that one first.
Can you pass the bottle, please?
No.
That's actually a really good question.
Would you be a deer? Can you pass me the bottle, please?
And Sean, can you pass me that Taylor Port, too?
I'm not doing this shit with you today. You could try somebody else. My period coming.
Do somebody else. Try. What's that? What's the same? What's the name?
Try Jesus, not me.
I'm not talking about that one. I was talking about something. Get somebody else to do it, boo.
Period.
Get somebody else to do it. You out here scaring the hoes. Thank you. A nigga I just met. You got the number? Hold on. Hold on. Is this the original? Oh, God. They deleted it. Okay, all right. So we'll go to the thing I did for this person. A nigga I just met called my phone 5 times, and if you read my threads before I finish. Okay, just letting you know in advance, because Velvet likes to do that. A nigga I just met called my phone 5 times in a 15-minute time span. I answered, "A, why you blowing me up, man? I'm working." His response was, "Cause I want to talk to you. Answer that fucking phone when I call."
Nah.
Blocked, nigga. You scaring those. What would you do if a girl did that to you?
You're blocked instantly. I mean, like,
I want you to fucking answer the phone.
Yeah, fuck that shit, bro. Even if we were together for like, even if we were locked in, you still not talking to me like that. Fuck that.
Blocked. What a crazy bitch.
Nobody got time for that shit.
Crazy hood bitch will say, "You know you like this, man." Like, what do crazy hood bitches say to stake their claim on them? "You know you like this good." Like, what do they say? Like, what do they say to be like, "Stop playing with me, nigga"? Like, what's there? "Stop playing with me, nigga"? There's no "stop playing with me, nigga" for a hood.
Probably
dude.
That.
Is it? No, you know what I mean? Like, in the situation that we're talking about now, where it's like, the man, you don't even know the man. You just met, got the numbers. He just asked you for the digits off of Facebook dating. Okay? You just got the digits off Facebook dating. Now you're talking about, "I'm at work the next morning," and you're blowing my phone up. I'm talking about, "Answer the fucking phone."
Oh, yeah, goodbye. Like, bro, that's like, you acting crazy. You
just bro. Come on now.
You just got to remove that.
It's ASAP. A privilege to have the phone number.
What if you fucked her already and then she started doing that?
That's expected, though. That's usually what happens after.
That becomes a different story, doesn't it?
I feel like not in a 5-minute span. That's on some real crazy shit. Like, if
called spin, 5 times in 15?
That's OD. Like, because what the fuck is the issue? One, if it was that serious, I didn't pick up after the first or second call. You could have texted me.
Are you pregnant? If you're not pregnant or dying.
Leave a voicemail. Like,
leave a voicemail at the tone.
Yeah, no.
Ding!
It's giving. I need to talk to you now. I got shit to do.
I'm a grown woman. The only person clocking me like that is my mother and God, and you are neither. So what are you calling me for? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Back to what I was doing, though.
That block button works wonders, though, guys.
Does. My block is
wrong. You'd be surprised how many niggas get around a block, though. That's the scary part about dating nowadays. Block means nothing as much as a restraining order. A block means nothing to them. Okay. Unless you change your number.
It's crazy.
Them niggas will go off. It's crazy scary out here. We're going to Reddit for the first time ever. First time ever. And I got to make this quick because we got to get into lessons. Yeah, this is going to be in. Last one, guys, for Liddy Threads. And once again, Lisa's molesting the mic. So whoever gets, if I get herpes from this, I'm sorry. I don't think anybody has herpes. I look like her, like, don't punch me in the face.
Only one way to find out. No, let me stop.
I know my eyes got huge.
She was like, "Hold on, what the fuck?"
I felt this shit a little.
Am I the asshole? Which I love this. I don't know if you guys ever follow those. That Reddit.
Love those, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. For ruining. Okay, I hate reading like this because I can't really get into character. You saw that? For ruining the rice that my boyfriend cooks with by consolidating the multiple bags of rice, which he claims are different, into a single container. I'm going to let that sit in the air for a second. I, 26-year-old female, moved in with my boyfriend, 23-year-old male, earlier this year. He's kind of disorganized, so I tend to have to tidy things up a lot. He often complains I misplace his things, but it's really just a lack of organization more than anything. He keeps telling me to stop moving his things around, but we live here together, so I don't see why I should stop doing that. Anyway, he happens to be the one who does most of the cooking, and I say he's pretty good at it. One thing that does bother me is that he keeps multiple huge bags of rice in the kitchen, which he claims are different types of rice. But I looked at them, and they're all just the same white rice. I told him he should just put it in a proper container. My mouth's getting wet. But he insists that it's just fine the way it is. But the thing is, I don't think it's fine the way it is. So yesterday, I decided to consolidate all of the rice by getting a huge tub to put all of the rice in. I dumped all three bags in there and put it in the pantry. When I texted my boyfriend and told him where I put the rice, he completely freaked out and said I ruined his rice. He texted me that I can't mix basmati rice with jasmine rice, but it's all just white rice.
You can't.
You can't.
Yeah, nah, she kind of, yeah, she messed up, man.
I don't see how it's any less edible, though. When he came home, he just started yelling at me, and it was really hurtful because I was just doing him a favor. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
Advice.
See, she's okay. Wait. No, she said I was doing him a favor, but she was doing herself a favor. He said they were fine. She
and
was
were
the one
separate.
Who wanted them to be
right.
consolidated.
That's that. That's that right. shit. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it.
Fix it. Yeah. And he was trying to tell her that. Like, keep your OCD over there, Bookie.
And I hate to bring up this topic, but like, can we just? How do y'all feel about a 26-year-old female dating a 23-year-old?
I thought about
male?
It for a second.
So. I feel like it depends on the people.
I think she's immature than he is.
Like,
she
is 3 years a big difference? Like, do you feel like 3 years, like, two people can
3 years.
That's my max.
Here's the thing.
That's not that bad, bro.
I don't think it's that bad, but, like.
I don't think that's that. If she was 27, he was 21, that'd be a difference. Okay. She's older than him. And it's only by 3 years.
And it sounds like he's like the one cooking and shit.
And he's the one.
He's got everything organized. She's the one having
mental psychotic.
He's
breaks.
Definitely more mentally mature than she is.
He could be 26 mentally. He's just.
But who knows? Yeah. He apparently freaked out. Maybe he freaked out too much for the rice.
No, my grandmother would have ousted me out the house.
He
How
also
dare
said not
you?
To. He right? said not to, and she still did that shit, bro.
If I got chicken in a container and I got steak in a container, and you put it in one, I'm gonna be tight.
That's not the
especially
same
if I
thing,
said don't
right?
do it. It's not don't mix my like, shit up, bro.
By, okay, so by looking at the rice, that. Even though it's right. not the same, she's like, well, it's all white, so obviously.
And I'm like, you gonna cook?
You ain't read the bags. Fuck cooking. You ain't read the bags because you would have read the bag.
You would have
saw I had different names on it.
Yeah,
unless she thought it. Was the brand because she dumb.
But then I think you just use your OCD as a crutch because you knew damn well that rice has been sitting there for months. he ain't got that bitch last week.
Rice is a little expensive.
So. You've been plotting on them bitches for years.
I just didn't like how she said I did him a favor.
And that's what made me mad at the end, like, but I'm the asshole. Yeah, bitch, I would have punched you when I came home, not even being funny. I would have literally put hands on your ass because that's not even a prank. That's like torture because you knew that's 25 pounds of rice you threw into a tub.
Basmati rice and you said
jasmine rice.
And jasmine that don't cook the same.
I'm not about to mix fucking, I think I said it wrong, but chicken tiki masa with some fucking white rice and chicken and broccoli.
Like, you need to know flavor profile, baby. Jasmine is a Caribbean staple. Basmati is good when you want to eat a little light.
I like the Caribbean staple as well, too.
Hey.
I took that straight to the.
That's the only rice I keep in my house is jasmine.
I love jasmine too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, come on, stop playing with me. And that's also disrespectful as hell because that means you don't respect my cooking. Now I gotta sit here and go buy some more damn rice when I could have just left it alone.
And
I
make both types
and
again.
And I'm the one cooking.
Damn.
You go buy the rice since you decided you wanted to touch it.
Thank you. And I'm not cooking no more. That would be my next thing. I would tell her, nope, I'm not cooking no more.
Yeah, so.
Nah,
because
then he's
she's the asshole, bro.
So you can learn where the food is. Like, bitch. All right, so y'all see what time it is. I know what it
I wasn't ready. That was great. The way that that came in through my ear.
Was that Bollywood? What's that?
That was great. That was great. That was great. He's getting into character.
I love it.
It's a Taylor port.
I know, clearly.
That bitch is wild.
I think I'm the only one because I ain't had none. So I'm like, y'all niggas crazy.
Miss Port be out here getting it. I still got to finish this cup. For y'all, though. Where's your cup? Right there. What? Nah. Y'all know what it is. It's Lessons from Leash. The part of the show where we go ahead and give our sad, sad brethren the advice that they so help in need. Then that they so desperately need, they don't want to pay therapy fees for. So here we are. Let's get into the ratatouille. Question one. God, this goddamn mic molesting it. Do we have a count still? Tag, you're running a count, right? Of how many times I molested. After I got married, the first lady. Nope, don't say nothing. I did that one last week, guys. Hold on. Here we go. Give me a second, bust a beat in my drum. It'd be 2 weeks, so it'd be already done. Question one. My uncle raised me and my brother, and now he's losing his battle with prostate cancer. My uncle and I didn't get along after I got his ex-wife, Kim, pregnant. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. These are real people. Completely true stories, too.
His uncle?
Completely real people.
Okay.
Okay, just start off with that. My uncle and I didn't get along after... I love gripping this like a dick. I'm sorry. If you guys keep seeing me go like this. After I got his ex-wife, Kim, pregnant, mainly because my uncle was jealous that I never had kids of their... that they never had kids of their own. They divorced. Kim had my twins. She moved in with me, but I fell in love with my current wife and left Kim alone. I can't trust a cheater. I haven't seen my twins in 2 years. Recently, Kim reached out and told me that my uncle has death benefits from multiple policies, and he's giving all that money to his brother, but nothing for her, me, or the twins. My little brother will take all that money, and he's not the sharing type. I did a bad thing, but there are bigger things to worry about. The twins.
Nah, bro.
The twins are technically his stepchildren. I got Kim pregnant when she was married to him. My uncle is on death's doorstep, and he needs to leave the pettiness behind and give me some money to help raise these kids. How do I make him see this? Advice?
See what greed does to people, bro? He did him so dirty, bro, and he's got the nerve to even make a post about this, bro.
It's like, but who's going to take care of my kids that I had with your wife? How dare you? What? Those are your children.
Bro.
And not even... not even on the fact that your uncle is your family.
Let's start with that. That's crazy.
We are using this man like he an ATM right now at the end of his death days. We're using him like he the life insurance policy incarnate. Okay?
He said, I wish I would have known you had these policies out before I fucked your wife, bro. That's what it's giving. That's what it's... If I would have known you had the policy, I wouldn't have fucked your
wife. I wouldn't have fucked your wife.
The part that got me... Bro, the wife is sick, too, because it said, like, they were sad they didn't have kids of their own. So now she's the mother of my twins, bro.
Yeah, you just come in there with your uncle's wife and...
Don't worry, I'll give you some kids, auntie.
Damn, real quick.
What the fuck?
That's crazy. Who fucks? And I never understood those people that do
that.
Not
the uncle.
Why are you fucking your aunt? Or why are you fucking your uncle?
Just because they're step. Marriage.
Just because they're step.
He said, that's my marriage. That ain't blood related.
Those, if you have kids, they'll be your cousins. Because you'll still have your uncle.
No.
Okay,
she's not his aunt. And he had kids with her.
He had kids with her, but if she's married and secretly having kids by her, his nephew.
Yeah, but they're not blood related.
Not blood. But it's just sick.
It's sick as fuck. Uncle
will I mean, it's sickening, though. It's like his family, his uncle.
The uncle so left the wife.
You're going to grip up the wife and like, do your thing, you feel me?
He said he left because he was jealous.
I didn't repeat that.
He's like, I know I did a bad thing, but I still deserve your life savings when you die, bro.
I was trying to hold it. Come on, Unc. Please, Unc. Come on. Yeah, don't you love nasty. Me?
I gave your ex-wife kids.
I'm
like,
sorry
you
I fucked your wife, Unc. Don't you love me
and
still?
And then she's like, you need to make things better. Bitch, you wasn't saying that when you was on a dick. Like, what? It's like.
And having kids.
You know she twins. Deserved kids.
Twins. When they told you twins before the expiration date,
she was
date,
real
right?
fertile. It, it was the uncle who couldn't have a baby.
That's what it was.
Sad, bro.
So, circle back. Why they told him? Why did they tell him?
To have him to. Die with the truth?
Because it's like, if they were trying why to have kids that? Anyway, it's that the uncle was jealous that they couldn't have kids.
And then you tell but him that you had pregnant. His wife pregnant. Because he
there's
was
so many women out there, bro. You didn't have to pick that one.
And I say that all the time. All the pussy and dick in the world.
So much pussy all around the world.
It's too crazy. You can
her
walk down the
wife,
street
bro,
and run down pussy.
Crazy.
Wow, so he just going to abandon us like that? I feel like a Rolling Stone Papa just rolled out my life. Like,
that's crazy. That kind of hurts.
Right? The way Kurt just
what happened?
Like yeah, man.
Nah, let me stop.
That's why she don't do that no more. All right, here you go. We'll do the last one, guys, because I want you guys to make sure you have enough time for your shameless plugs.
Nelly ended, not Nelly the rapper either. We're spelling it N-E-L-L-I-E. Ended a 14-year friendship over some eggplant. Dick. Because she didn't want to. She was trying to be polite. All right. I didn't steal her last two boyfriends. They chose me. The first time it happened, she never found out and she didn't get hurt. Then she met King and I stayed away from him until they got engaged. When King proposed, I was confused because I knew he wanted me from day one and I was concerned that he was just using me, Nelly, to get to me. We live in Kansas City. Men propose just to move in and live off you for years. And you will never see a wedding.
He made sure to put that in parentheses so you knew.
That happened to me twice. I asked King to stop by and pick up some wigs for Nelly. King came over. I was naked and ready to give him some. But he pulled out his phone and FaceTimed Nelly. He said, this wicked hoe is trying to fuck.
He loyal.
I've known Nelly for half my life, so she should have known that I was just trying to see what kind of man he was. But she won't let me explain. How do I get my best friend back? They're getting married in June, and I shouldn't be there. I should be there. I should be, but you shouldn't be. I should be there to celebrate with them. Advice?
She the type to crash the bachelor party to suck his dick as a stripper. Pop out the cake type.
Gawk, gawk, twist, twist.
I just wanted to see what type of man he was. I was doing you a favor by doing that.
But what's so crazy is she's fucked her boyfriends for the last 14 years. She stole her last two boyfriends.
She said she didn't know about the other two, so it's okay. She wasn't hurt.
No.
Bitch, what? And then fuck them too. Like, what?
Why is she playing victim, though? That's
and that's what's really weird. You're eating her sloppy seconds for fun, and it's not cute. You keep trying to figure out a way around why it's not bad that you're going after her man.
She said
for 14 years, a friendship that you've had and known her for, done birthday parties, club outings, seen funerals, probably, I don't know, 14 years, and y'all are out. I don't get that. When people do that, can I ask y'all that? When people do that, what is the thought process? When you fuck around on a friend you've had for a long time with their man or their girlfriend, why do that?
That's definitely an internal problem, because if she's doing it over and over, like, she a repeat offender of this, bro. Like,
twice.
You kind of know. You kind of know who you're getting with before shit even like gets real. That's the thing.
But then,
like,
why keep them?
We've all had a friend who dates like a whore, and like you tried to warn the homie or like you feel me, like your sister. And you try to warn him, and then shit falls out, and you're like, bro, like, you knew what it was before you even started fucking with him.
Yeah.
I guess if you have, like, a close friend of yours that, like, betrays you in that sense.
But that's what I'm
sounds
saying.
Sounds like she's doing it for fun, though.
That's
like,
what I'm, yeah, it's for is. Fun for yeah. her. It's no benefit to her. She's talking about, they chose me, I just gave in to the activity.
It kind of sounds like it's on some, like, oh, she probably is jealous of her friend.
Yes.
Girl.
And the men that she's with. And maybe it's probably like dressing like her, friend, talking like her friend to try to get these men. Like,
it validates first red flag. If she's jealous of the friend and she gets the guys away from her, it makes her feel like, yeah, I'm better than her, actually. Like,
exactly. Yeah. So when he proposed to her, she was like, I could have swore he wanted me from day one. Bitch,
I told him he wanted me.
Main character. Someone put her in a padded room. Because the bitch is psychotic.
Immediately get the straight jacket.
She's psychotic. That's not her friend. Call period. Back. And then it's giving, why you ain't let me fuck your boyfriend? It's okay. Like, I've been doing it with the other ones. Like, why is she?
And
sad?
Mind you,
like,
you tried to pick up her husband that she's marrying in June, and you wonder why I don't want you at the wedding. What are you talking about? Why can I get her back? I also want to be there to celebrate with them. Bitch, you tried to hit on the fiance that she's getting married to.
Oh, okay. Can
and
we?
You got a track record.
Can we perspective? Can we perspective? Right? Because the fiance FaceTimed the girl, her friend, to be like, look at what this stupid hoe was doing, whatever. So does the friend know? Because you know how exes like to chat it up. Did the exes tell the friend, oh, I fucked your homie, watch your back, and that's why the man went over there and was like immediately FaceTime? Maybe.
Maybe.
Because she walked in, she FaceTimed her.
14 years, you got to figure it out eventually. Like,
that's what I'm saying. She probably knew. Bro, she's like, I can't trust. Yeah, like,
you know what? She probably told her man that just watch out for this bitch.
Shit. Yeah.
And as soon as she did, that's why he said,
he was
Nelly.
He was ready. Because the way that he responded to it was that he was anticipating her trying some shit. Like, look at what this fuck hoe was doing.
This wicked hoe is trying to fuck.
That's what I'm saying. He knew.
Yeah.
So the friend knew that she couldn't trust her around her man. And it was probably like a final test.
And she asked him to come by. She knew.
Because it was boyfriends before, right? So fiance, I'm like, all right, maybe you fucking the boyfriends. You a hoe, whatever. But I maybe wasn't serious.
She came up naked, though.
Because she a hoe.
She is savage,
like,
bro.
Think about that. Like,
I know.
You went to fiance. You wasn't throwing out that pussy like that. You was just hoping they was going to get to it. You came... Put that bitch on the platter for him.
Yeah. Talking about, I was just trying to see what kind of man you had. You knew what kind
you
of man.
You knew. He was married.
She wanted him to fold, so she'd be like, see, like,
I knew
I'm
he
like,
wanted me.
Yeah. I also
he wanted
like,
me before you.
No, I don't think she would have told her. I don't think she would have
told her. You're probably right, because the way she was talking about the other ones.
Right.
I think it would have just been a personal notch on her boat.
It's weird. Those bitches are crazy.
You gotta watch bitches around
your man. Oh, that's demented.
Y'all are wild.
You gotta watch bitches around your
man. You date, you literally are doing a scorecard with yourself, Boogie. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you got split. Like, the split personality. You got a little split issue. Because, baby girl, you got a competition with yourself, with my man. I've fucked him already. You're not getting any higher on the pedestal than me. He took me on dates. He's just fucking you. That's why I don't get the people that do that. You are just a fuck buddy. I'm actually a girlfriend, and you were trying to date
not
my
even.
Man.
She's a fiancé.
Oh, she was a fiancé. Now on this way. Yeah. Well, this one, yeah. But I'm saying, she's, even then,
yeah.
You threw that pussy on my fiancé.
Yeah, tried to, failed. Miserably.
The thought process is killing me.
That's embarrassing, too, because they laughed at her ass.
You know they did. Mm-hmm. That's why he FaceTimed that ass, so they could see the dummy together.
Mm-hmm. He was like, look at this bitch.
This wicked hoe.
Hoe ass.
I'm going to start calling people that when I know they're wicked. Mm-hmm. You wicked hoe. Anyway.
Not the finger of disapproval.
Disapproval. Capital D.
Listen. Hey.
Well, pause as that well, was though. A, capital D's crazy.
That was a fast-ass show, guys. We still got to do a toast, and we got to get through the...
I need a little Taylor Port over here on this
if
side.
If you guys want to do... We'll do the Taylor Port as a toast, if you guys like.
Are we doing Taylor Port as a toast?
Not even a little bit.
No. Do we do Taylor Port as a toast? I like
we're
that.
Gonna do, yeah, we're going to do a toast every
not
time I think.
Come on,
I
bro.
Eaten
take,
today,
a,
yeah.
take a small one, man.
No, I'm that person. Nah, that's me. All the time to her, to Velvet, to everybody. I'm like, come on, just a little bit. It's just a toast, like right here. But you can do your...
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Just a little something.
I thought you were gonna be bartender because you're gonna keep that at dinner, right?
Oh yeah, Taylor Port.
TP.
Just a little.
Just want a little something, something.
Just to give
just
like,
a little
tap,
something, something.
Oh shit,
this nigga's hilarious. Well, you're gonna be here on that anyway. So.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
It's a little handsome one.
Uh-huh. That's why you gotta get the sound effects. That's when they really know.
I heard those sound effects. I like that. Mm-hmm. It was satisfying coming through the ear.
That's what they all say. That's what they listen.
But that is what she said.
Exactly.
That's why they listen every 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't got no notes, but my voice ain't deep.
Yeah.
All right. Who's doing a toast? Cranberry.
Our guest.
Cranberry.
Oh, we To the Black Cherries.
To the Black Cherries. Oh.
Y'all can, yeah, you can add to on.
Okay,
on.
I'll
it's
add
open
on
ended.
That to my BDSM fantasy list. Okay. Go ahead.
Yo,
click,
and
click.
Yo, Sean, ours is like an air drum.
Yeah, you guys.
You on the other side.
Yeah, you guys are all the way over
it's
there.
It's an air. It's an air.
In the air.
Tax me like, with the dots. All right, guys. Let's go into the shameless plugs real quick. I realize I did that backwards. We're going to do shameless plugs real quick.
So, I'm Clearjaw. I'm very thankful for being, you know, to be a host. I mean, to be a guest on this show.
Oh, get out. You're going to be back on here. TP. I'm going to stalk you. And you're going to be back on here.
So, I just want to say I do have, like, an upcoming project. There's no name for it yet. But you will have to tap into Clearjaw to, like, you know, to see what's going to happen. We have a show this upcoming Friday. It's a Dark Wave show. It's going to be me, That Weird Kid, and it's going to be Kurt Donovan.
I was like, damn, how are you going to call him
not
that?
Cranberry.
I remembered.
That Weird Kid, fucking not Sean. Mm-hmm. Fucking Sean, yeah. And it's going to be a cool show. It's going to be a great time. And like I said, I'm very thankful to be on this show. So, yeah.
Why you wear glasses the whole episode? That's what they're going to say.
Because that TP. That TP got me acting a little different.
I
can't lie.
I saw my house on APM. Go ahead, Sean. What you got coming up? All
right. So my name is fucking Sean. My artist name is That Weird Kid.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I always say That Weird Kid's like a name I was given, but my name is.
I guess where you're trying to be funny.
My name
I'm
is
like,
fucking
oh,
Sean.
That's
now,
funny.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I just dropped a project and I'm working on something really big. About to go abroad. Really excited. I'm gonna shoot some cool shit. Got this show on Friday, man. Just tap in, bro. I feel like we're working on shit that's just very true to ourselves. Me and Clearjaw and Kurt. So, thank you guys for having us on the show, though. I didn't know this was going to happen tonight.
We didn't know either. I mean, we knew the show was going to happen, but we didn't know we were going to have y'all, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely fun.
Word.
It was great.
Good times.
It's all right. Y'all got to listen to this song.
Hell yeah,
all right.
Well.
I slide about by 8 p.m. That song has been in my head randomly throughout the week. Y'all heard it? No?
I feel like I heard that online.
You heard it!
I heard it.
Damn, Sean, you ain't hear that before? Come on.
I literally said I heard it, bro.
And send a text to your DM. All right, guys, you know what it is.
What's the guy's name?
We did it to us already. I didn't even
finish. I forgot his name. It's like something like... Mm.
See, bro, don't
four bats.
No, four bats. Yeah, I knew I had the word
four bats.
Bat
and Drake came on, and Drake hopped
bat.
On. You know me and my Drake. Of course, I stalked it. Drake came on the remix.
I'm sorry, I don't like Drake.
Damn. Nah, I don't listen to Drake.
Cash,
either,
Cash, turn the camera off. We're gonna murder him.
They're about
quick.
To come for him in the comments, bro.
We're gonna
no,
murder.
No, no, no.
We're gonna murder him
she
real quick. Turn the camera
real.
Off.
I'm actually gonna take
her
that.
Her face
back.
Was mad serious. I'm gonna take you for real.
She's ready. Go ahead. Yeah, no, it's all right. It's okay. You can take that slander somewhere else,
my
though.
My family's definitely going to hate me for that one, too.
It's always one.
Many reasons I can't get into. But yeah.
Many reasons he wouldn't even ask for. But again, I'm not even going to... I'm not even going to get crazy. All right, guys. So, we did another one. And it was cool vibes. I'm definitely going to stalk you guys. Keep your eyes open in your DMs. You'll be coming back on here. Tune in. Make sure to share, like, subscribe. On YouTube, make sure to download, save, and share on Spotify. Make sure to like, repost, and listen on SoundCloud. And follow us on Instagram, but not in real life, because that's creepy.
Yeah, please not in real life.
Please, we don't like,
yeah.
Even though
I have to start adding that because DMs get wild from you niggas. So
he's like, please follow me.
Oh yes, follow them. Add their tags,
but don't follow me. Not in real life, please.
Yes, and keep an eye out, guys, because in a few months, we may have a Litty therapy segment instead of the true crime thing. Our girl, she don't care about nothing I do. Listen, tune in next week. Have a good week. Love ya. Peace. Let's let her baby. Yeah.